This is What Does It Profit? And I'm your host, Dr. Dawn. Yep, we're in summer school. But let me tell you, it's not summer school for those who've failed. It's summer school for those who want to catch up and for those who want to get ahead. Every 2 weeks throughout the summer, we'll look back on lessons learned and be reminded of those who've been on the journey with us. Remember, season 3 was all about making change right where you are. Let's take a listen to Debbie Berkowitz, former senior policy advisor at OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration.
A young worker who was in middle school got burned so severely with the chemicals that they had to use to clean the equipment that they had to go to the hospital.
On March 28th, Debbie told us about an unbelievable reality. Children, often undocumented or trafficked, are doing some of the most dangerous jobs in America. We don't know about it, and it's not right. Let's crack open the books. School's now in session. Let's rewind. A little history lesson. In the 19th century, child labor was a fundamental part of the U.S. economy. In the decades following the Industrial Revolution, nearly 1 million children under 15 were working in the United States. They were placed in dangerous working conditions, offered extremely low wages, and received no benefits from their employers. By about four decades into the 20th century, in 1938 to be precise, Congress passed the Fair Labor Standards Act, which made most cases of child labor illegal. Legislation did help, but the truth is, despite being illegal, child labor has continued. In 2015, the violations recorded by the Department of Labor actually began to increase. And here we are last year, in 2022, these violations reached a 20-year high. So, what's going on? Let's think about a few things. First, as the unemployment rate slowly dropped as the economy recovered from the 2008 recession, corporations needed more workers. So, they turned to minors. Secondly, while southern border crossings have been occurring for decades, the number of children making the treacherous journey has never been higher. Those children, searching for work, can be subjected to illegal and unsafe conditions. Finally, large corporations have been using the strategy of subcontracting dangerous shift work to smaller companies so that their own safety records can be clean. And when things get too bad, these smaller companies close shop and open up later under new names. If you want to learn more about the incredible story about the struggle to protect children, I urge you to check out John Flitter's 2018 book entitled Child Labor in America, The Epic Legal Struggle to Protect Children. We'll put a link in the notes. While many may think child labor was a practice discontinued centuries, or even decades ago, our story about the human cost of the meat we eat will show you that greater accountability and more effective legislation is needed now more than ever. Okay, class dismissed. What Does It Profit is a production of the Solidarity Economy Workshop at Georgetown University. The show is hosted by me, Dr. Dawn Carpenter. Jordan Gasparet is our senior producer. Our engineer and designer is Mark Bush. Music for What Does It Profit was composed by Nick Pennington. And special thanks to our WDIP WEDIP Summer School interns, Luke McFadden and Abby Trekis. Support for WDIP Summer School is provided by the Kalmanovitz Initiative for Labor and the Working Poor at Georgetown University and the Joan and Ralph Lane Center for Catholic Social Thought and Ignatian Tradition at the University of San Francisco. Until next time, you can engage with us on our show page on LinkedIn and learn more about us at whatdoesitprofitpodcast.com. And before I let you go, let me remind you to to never stop asking yourself, in the work that you do, the things that you buy, and the investments that you make, what does it profit?